honoring America's fallen heroes. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Memorial Day at Arlington National Cemetery. The Commander-in-Chief is there paying tribute. Fox's girl Scott has more live.
And Dave, President Biden, for the first time as Commander-in-Chief, led this solemn remembrance of military men and women who made the ultimate sacrifice. Laying a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, he said Arlington National Cemetery is filled with stone monuments, but never forget.
Each of these markers, for those known and unknown here at Arlington and far beyond, represent a precious life.
The president remembering Beau Biden today as well. His son, an Afghanistan war veteran, died of brain cancer 6 years ago. Dave.
Gernal, Democrats in Texas staged a walkout last night, leaving the legislature, preventing Republicans from passing their voting reform bill by a midnight deadline. Representative Nicole Collier claims that bill would suppress minority voting.
They don't want you to know the truth on that bill. They don't want you to know how they don't want to see you at the polls. They don't want you to know that you have rights.
Republicans maintain their bill would help prevent fraud with restrictions on mail-in and absentee ballots. GOP Governor Greg Abbott says he'll call a special session this summer to try again. Texas lawmakers did pass another bill requiring some utilities to winterize their systems after February's winter storm. It was deadly. Also in Texas, police believe they thwarted a plot to shoot up a Walmart, arresting a man
on a warrant for a terroristic threat to create public fear of serious bodily injury, and that a search of his home in Kerrville, Texas turned up firearms, ammunition, and materials officials described as radical ideology paraphernalia.
Fox's Lillian Wu. America's listening to Fox News.
Facebook will review its ban on former President Trump in 6 months. Let us know if Facebook should let Trump back on. Vote in Newsmax's poll. Text the word RESPOND to 39747. That's RESPOND to 39747. We'll share results on Newsmax with great recent guests like Donald Trump, Mike Huckabee, Franklin Graham, John Voight, Ron DeSantis, Nikki Haley, Mike Pompeo, and more. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. Check your channel guide and vote on the Trump ban. Text RESPOND to 39747. That's 39747.
All right, so we're all spending more time at home. Why not make your home an oasis? Do yourself a favor and invest in a Michael Phelps swim spa from our friends at Master Spas. It's a better alternative to a pool, combining exercise and hot tub therapy all year long. And you can trust the largest American-built brand, Master Spas. The only swim spa and hot tub brand you ever need to know, Master Spas. Create your dream backyard and go to masterspas.com. Find your local dealer and options for any.
Morning News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters, and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
At Batteries Plus, we power family road trips. We power bedtime stories. We power our local hospitals. We power connections with friends. We do more than replace batteries and fix phones and tablets. We help our neighbors power their lives. How powerful is that? Visit Batteries Plus in-store, curbside, and online to save $30 on X2 Power boat batteries. For offer details and limitations, visit batteriesplus.com.
This Memorial Day is an honor and recognition of their service to our great country. Bill Alexander, Flightline Mitsubishi, is proud to pay tribute to all dedicated members of the American military who sacrificed their lives in the name of freedom.
Tickets are on sale now for Amberlee's Place Week in Paradise at amberleesplace.com, or you can purchase them at Amberlee's Place Thrift Store on the corner of Avenue A and 8th Street, Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 5, or Saturdays, 9 to 1. Get yours today.
Hello, I'm Regina Toomey, the APS Public Affairs Manager for Yuma and the surrounding areas. On this Memorial Day, our nation honors those who have given all to defend our American freedom. On behalf of everyone at APS, I want to thank them for their service to our country.
On this Memorial Day, our nation honors those who have defended our freedom. Sunset Vista Funeral Home and Cemetery would like to invite you to join them for a special service on Monday, May 31st at 11 a.m. as we honor those who have sacrificed all to protect the freedom of Americans. Their sacrifice will never be forgotten.
The following program on 560 KBLU is a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
Welcome to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hanson, hosted by attorneys Sean Garner and Adam Hanson.
Good morning, Yuma, and it's Memorial Day, and I almost just made the cardinal mistake of saying Happy Memorial Day, and I was reading up a little bit about Memorial Day, right. And I reminded myself of the origins of Memorial Day. I've done this before and researched the history of it, but it's good to do every year, and because as humans we tend to forget, and we tend to become complacent in what's going on in our everyday lives and what's directly in front of us, and so we forget about sacrifices that have gone on before us and the meaning of particular holidays or traditions that we celebrate, and that happens in both religion and holidays like this, like Memorial Day. So Memorial Day, let's get into a little bit of the history of Memorial Day. It was initiated at the end of the Civil War in 1865. And it was originally instituted by the South, by the Southern soldiers, survivors, in memory of their fallen brothers. And then it became more widely recognized across the nation, and in 1968, Congress passed a law that declared the last Monday in May to be a federal holiday officially known as Memorial Day. So here we are, and this is the last Monday in May, and we are memorializing those who have served in the armed forces and have given their lives, have given the ultimate sacrifice to preserve and fight for the freedoms that we enjoy. And so there are a couple things that we can do to honor that sacrifice. There's a couple specific things that we can do. Number one, you can fly the flag. And if you want to really be proactive about it, fly the flag at half mast until noon. And then raise it all the way to the top at noon. And then bring it down in a ceremony at sunset. And that's the proper way to, if you want to really be proactive in memorializing those who have fallen, that's the way that we show our respect. Another way is at 3 p.m. to take a moment and have just a moment of silence and reflect on what you have and why you might have it, why. There might be members of your family. Russ, I know that you just were speaking earlier on the show that your grandfather served in the war, and he was one of the fortunate ones that made it back. Certainly he gave a great sacrifice and had some wounds, probably both mental and physical, from that, but there are many that didn't. So it's good to take time to reflect on the people that have sacrificed for us and defending our nation and its freedoms. And it's customary to have barbecues and go out to the lake, and that's great.
That's okay.
Yeah, absolutely. But we should also try to be reflective, and what I've been using is the word proactive, actually thinking, what can we do to solemnize this day? Russ, do you have any particular tradition that you do on Memorial Day to help solemnize?
Well, one is I do the radio show regardless, you know, and that's something I feel like it's a great thing to do to on a day like this to get and talk about it on the radio, even though the listenership is down because the habits are different and all that. But to do that, but short of that, no, not normally, but you know, other than spending time with family and stuff. Even though my family has a lot of military, but But this Saturday, I did go join with the group to put the crosses on the gravesite of the veterans that lost their lives at Desert Lawn. And that is now a new tradition because it was so uplifting and beautiful to...
Yeah, how do you feel when you do that?
There's an adrenaline rush. I mean, it's... And to see those crosses with the flags and the little people, and I say little people, the kids that parents have brought. There was just a few of them.
They're actually little people.
Okay. Yeah, the kids that get an understanding. I talk about my grandfather this morning because I think he opened my eyes to what patriotism is and what love of country and what sacrifices are by his stories of the world. And granted, I got the PG version of what it was. But when I saw, you know, I tried to take my granddaughter on Saturday morning because I wanted her to start that understanding. Unfortunately, she wasn't available, but she will be from now on because I want her to understand the country like I do and a full comprehension of the gifts that we've been given and who gave them.
Thank you. Howard, how about you?
Sean, you made mention earlier that Memorial Day started as a remembrance honoring the soldiers that fell during the Civil War. And over time, it gradually became where we honored the fallen soldiers and veterans and people who have died in all wars, whether it be
in
all
the past 250 years, we've had people fighting and dying to provide freedom.
And you know, you also mentioned that we should be reflective, and I agree with that. We need to be reflective. We need to be reflective on what are our current military personnel doing? Are they really defending our freedom? We need to start asking some really hard questions and having some discussion on this. Because I think if you ask veterans that are coming back from the Middle East today, they have a whole different opinion on whether or not we should even be there in the first place. And constitutionally, we aren't there legally. And these questions need to be asked because we're talking about people dying here. And I don't know of anybody, including myself, that favors people dying and getting killed and being killed. And that's what the military does. That's what all militaries do. But the militaries are representative of government. The military personnel work for the government. And we need to start asking some really hard questions today, being reflective. What are we doing in the Middle East? Why are we there?
Okay.
Are we really protecting our freedom?
Yeah, and in a typical show, I would actually flesh that out a little bit more and get into the political aspect of it. I was going over some do's and don'ts of Memorial Day, and to my surprise, and I was very happy to find this, that Google almost every day now recognizes some event that occurred on that day. And a lot of times it's a little bit tilted, at least I've found. But today, the Google symbol is gray. It's not that vibrant, colorful symbol, you know, with red and yellow and green. And so I clicked on it, and it talks about Memorial Day. It talks about the origins of Memorial Day and what we should do to memorialize those who have passed away. Mm-hmm. And in the do's and don'ts, I'm going to go through this list that it brought up, but it was great. One of them is don't disrespect the people that have died because of the political turmoil that we're going through today. And that's a hard thing to do, because it's hard to separate ourselves from this daily struggle politically that we're in from the people that have put themselves out there and put their lives out there for the right reason and sacrifice so we can have what we have. Now, we're all human, and governments are made up by us as citizens, and so they're imperfect. And certainly there's been many imperfect policies that have been put in place and actually enforced overseas and domestically. And people have died as a response to that. But today is remembrance of those who have died, trying to do what was right in service of their country and their fellow men. So do you have any traditions or do you have anything planned for today? And for those who are listening out there, like, I'd like you to reflect on that. Is there something that you do that's unique in your family that you're going to do today or that you've done in the past that's really helped warm your heart to those who have given this sacrifice?
You know, I don't recall our family when I was growing up having anything special. We would get together with friends and other family members and visit and do the barbecue thing and all that. And we did that yesterday with a group of friends. Today, just me and my wife.
Yeah.
Having hamburgers.
So you got the Freedom Library. You're the founder of the Freedom Library. Mm-hmm. It's been around now for 25 years. Mm-hmm. When does it get its 26th year anniversary? What's that?
January 26th.
Oh, okay.
We just had our 25th anniversary.
And you do a lot of things to help demonstrate to the community that there's not just sparks of freedom still left out there, but some people with some real burning flames of freedom that you want to demonstrate. And so as part of that, you are commissioning the construction of a smaller size Statue of Liberty to be erected here in Yuma.
Correct.
And I think that's amazing. That's exactly the type of thing that we're talking about. What can we do as an outward expression of our inward appreciation to not only the principles of freedom, but those who stood up and gave their lives and their honor and their all to make sure that their posterity, us, and those who come to this country and seeking out a better life, could enjoy freedom. So we're going to get back to that. We have to hit a break right now, but we're going to come back to the Statue of Liberty. We're going to come back to what people do to memorialize this day. Mm-hmm. This is 560 AM, KBLU, Life, Death, and the Law.
More thought-provoking conversation coming up next on Life, Death, and the Law, right here after this.
Hey, Yuma, Dave Ramsey here. If you listen to our show or know anything about us, then you know I only recommend products and services I trust and I believe in. That's why when it comes to protecting your assets and planning for your loved one's future, you've got to call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. I encourage you to take the first step and attend a free, no-pressure seminar and learn all of your options. The firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen has been educating the Yuma community for over 40 years, and this is the only area of law that they practice. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and help them leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a free personal consultation today. Call 783-4575. Or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
Weather is brought to you by Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros, with four locations to serve all of your tire needs.
As high pressure strengthens over the southwest, Mother Nature slowly dials up the heat. Typical late May today, 99. Getting warmer tomorrow, 102. By Wednesday, 104 the high. Indeed believe less is more. That's why they have powerful tools to help you source, screen, and hire quality people faster. Learn more at
indeed.com/credit.
I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather
Channel.
But for those who courageously gave their lives and those who bravely fight for America's freedom today, Tagger's Tattoos sincerely thanks you. Bring in your military ID and get 20% off an hour or more. 928-329-1866. Tagger's Tattoos.
Remember when you were a kid on Christmas opening that toy? That's how I feel when I open my York heat pumps, traditional or two-stage. And they are so pretty on your roof, with easy financing on approved credit and Yuma's best warranties. York heat pumps, so hot you'll want to service your own AC this summer. Visit me on acyuma.com or call us at 329-7384.
Give Air Central a call or just log on to acyuma.com.
As we celebrate Memorial Day today, please remember those who have given their all for our freedom. Please be safe and enjoy the Memorial Day holiday. Listen each weekday for the Border and Road Reports for information on border crossing wait times and road closures or restrictions due to construction or road repairs. These reports are brought to you by RV World.
You're listening to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by Deason, Garner, and Hanson, the law firm that has been voted Yuma's best 6 years in a row.
Welcome back, Yuma. This is Sean Garner. I'm an attorney with Deason, Garner, and Hanson. And I don't have any credentials to talk on this particular day other than I really do reverence those who have given their lives.
Then that's credentials. I mean, look, the amount of people in the military is like 1% or less. But that doesn't mean the rest of us don't feel it and support it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. And we should. Yeah, absolutely. No, thank you for that. Because this isn't for the military. This is for all of us.
Yep.
This is for everybody that they sacrificed for.
Yep.
And that was... So I'm going to go down this list of do's and don'ts. And again, for those listeners out there that have something that they do that helps them reflect on the sacrifices that were given and not just focus on the great deal that you're going to get on your mattress or on the refrigerator or, you know, the things that you're going to do on your day off, but specifically to reflect on the appreciation that you have for the sacrifice given. Our number is 344-5258. So that's 344-5258. Please call in and just tell us what you do. But so here's some things that we can do and not do. What you don't do, try not to do, and I almost started the show with it, but don't say Happy Memorial Day. It's not Christmas, okay?
Yeah, it's a very somber day.
Yeah, this is a day that we are reverencing and honoring the troops that are giving their lives. So we want to greet each other and extend the remembrance of Memorial Day. I don't know, what would be the proper greeting then?
I have no idea.
Okay. So
I don't know.
It's something to think about. But here's the thing. Just by thinking about it, you're being proactive in remembering the fact that these people have given their lives and this day is set aside for that. Okay. The other thing, don't confuse it with Veterans Day. It's not Veterans Day. We recognize veterans, absolutely, in November, and we want to pay respects to them, not only in November, but all days for the service that they've given. We want to recognize the people that are currently enlisted and that are serving our country. And regardless of politics, you should do that. And I think that does stretch across the aisle. There are very few things anymore that stretch across the aisle, but giving respect to those who are in the military, I think, still does exist as a generally accepted and appropriate thing to do.
There's times it didn't during Vietnam, but hopefully that never does that again.
And I think that's a good thing to point out, because we're looking at the days and the dark times that we're in with the political strife that's going on, mm-hmm. and we feel like, wow, what is our country coming to? It's in this tailspin that's just spiraling down. And you talked a little bit when we were off the air, Russ, and you said that you've been through tough times before,
mm-hmm.
and we can make it through this. And Howard, you were talking mm-hmm. a little bit that, hey, we're not in a nuclear holocaust right now. There's still hope.
I hope not.
Right?
Gee.
And as long as there are people that have that spark, that patriotic mm-hmm. spark, and there are people that have much more than a spark. They're like what's going on in Yuma with the Freedom Library. There's a burning flame in this desire to restore our country back to the origins of freedom that it was founded upon. And as long as there's that, then there's hope. And we've gone through some dark times like the Vietnam War where the veterans that came back were just absolutely ridiculed.
Yep.
And we don't do that today, and I think that's a great step forward. And we need to recognize the gains as well as the deficits that we've got going on.
It is, and I think the major reason, and I don't know, I could be wrong on this, but, you know, during the Vietnam War, there was a lot of antagonism and a lot of animosity. And I'll tell you something. I personally, in my encounter with the draft board, when I came out of that physical, that gave me a 4F classification.
What did that mean?
That meant that I don't have to serve.
Because?
Because of a note that I had from my doctor that said I had a chronic sinus condition, which I did, and I still do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But I passed the physical. I didn't fail any one of those physical tests. I passed them all. And I knew that there was something deadly wrong going on in this country when that took place. Because I remember walking out of that physical exam center up in Phoenix because my number had been called.
Mm-hmm.
My number was 169. And I listened for it on TV, you know, when they were announcing it on
TV.
And I knew coming out of there, there was something deadly wrong with how our government is operating and how they're dealing with our troops. I have the most admiration and the most respect for our military personnel. But it's our government officials that misuse them. And that's what we need to reflect on today, Veterans Day, Independence Day, Constitution Day. We need to reflect on the Constitution and what is the purpose of our military. How does the Constitution handle our military? And are these people sacrificing their lives? Are they truly sacrificing their lives? Because if you're sacrificing it for nothing, then it's a waste of life. But are these people truly sacrificing their lives for our freedoms? How much more freedom do we have today than we had on 9/12/2001? Have we got more freedom today or less freedom today?
I'll say less.
Well, then, what are our troops doing? Are they really sacrificing their lives to make sure that we have more, that we preserve our freedoms in this country? These are hard questions for Americans to ask, believe me.
So, Howard, I think you're hitting it on the head, and that is this. Politics surround us. We're engulfed in it. And with people like you and I, who we try to really be a beacon of freedom, and of course we interpret how that is to go about differently. But it's really, really tempting. In fact, it's almost like a rut we get ourselves into to talk about the political differences that we have. And one of the things that I was reading through, and Google, thank you for this, because a lot of times I'm not on the right political side, or Google's not on the right political side as far as I'm concerned. But Google, thank you for this. It says, don't let politics get in the way of you reverencing the people that gave their lives. And it's just so hard, because you're talking about, well, what did they give their lives for? Was that policy correct? And are the current policies correct? And are we going down, or are we going, you know, up as far as our level of correct application of the constitutional principles. And I don't want to go there today. Today, yeah. I want to solemnize those who have died.
Well, that's fine.
And I do solemnize. Right? It's super hard, and I can tell you that for you and me both, we have to bite our tongues.
Well,
but we should just reach out across the aisle and to everybody, our families included, and say, hey, listen, today we recognize people died to give us what we have. And we have a lot. We have a lot.
Yeah, we do.
We don't have everything, and we're never going to have a perfect society here until the second coming and Christ rules again during the millennium. Mm-hmm. But we do have a lot to be thankful for.
Oh, absolutely we have a lot to be thankful for. Absolutely. I don't deny that one bit. As a matter of fact, I appreciate everything we've got in this country. But I think, too, I think in reverence to the people that have died, okay, and if we're going to solemnize them properly, I think we do need to ask the hard questions.
Yeah, it's but not, it's we, not we've being, got the I'm, other 354 days.
I understand. But I think it's important that we don't forget what their purpose was. And did they die for nothing, or did they really die to preserve our freedoms? Because, to me, they're being misused, as far as I'm concerned.
I hear you.
Yeah.
We're coming up for a break. This is 560 AM KBLU, Life, Death, and the Law.
Have a question? Our phone lines are open. Call 344-5258. That's 344-KBLU.
Hey, Yuma, Dave Ramsey here. If you listen to our show or know anything about us, then you know I only recommend products and services I trust and I believe in. That's why when it comes to protecting your assets and planning for your loved one's future, you've got to call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. I encourage you to take the first step and attend a free, no-pressure seminar and learn all of your options. The firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen has been educating the Yuma community for over 40 years, and this is the only area of law that they practice. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and help them leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a free personal consultation today. Call 783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
As we celebrate Memorial Day, the staff at Bill Alexander Ford Lincoln honors the memory of those service members and their families who made the ultimate sacrifice to protect the freedoms that we Americans enjoy today. Thank you. From Bill Alexander Ford Lincoln.
Are you struggling to find quality employees? Tired of placing the same old Sunday classifieds or getting lost in the online job boards and getting the same results? Then you need to call us today at 344-4980 and put radio to work for you. It's fast. Place an ad today and have it on air tomorrow. Whether you're looking for hourly workers or to fill highly specified job descriptions, placing an ad on radio will help you fill these positions quickly. Call 344-4980 today and put radio recruitment to work for you.
For those who courageously fought, those who gave their lives, and those who bravely fight for America's freedoms today, thank you and God bless you from all of us at Sunray Electric, working for you.
On this Memorial Day, Klein's Electric would like to thank all veterans, past, present, and future, for your service. And in these times, we feel it's important to include police officers and all first responders. We will never forget your sacrifices, and we appreciate all that you do. God bless you.
You have a website for your business?
I just use Facebook. I don't have time to make a website. Keep it up. All that work.
I wouldn't even know where to start.
I used to think that, but I found freewebguys.com and they built my website for free. They host it, maintain it, and even market it for me. Now I'm getting new leads from it every month.
That sounds too good to be true. What's the catch?
No catch. You get a free website from freewebguys.com. All you pay is hosting, marketing on Google, and you get guaranteed leads every month.
Where do I get this again?
Get a free website built for your business at freewebguys.com.
You're listening to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by Deason, Garner, and Hansen, the law firm that has been voted Yuma's best 6 years in a row.
Welcome back. We get such good discussions off the air. Yeah. Honestly, we should just tape our discussions off the air and make it much better.
Yeah, they probably would.
We might get sued, but it would be good entertainment. So we're back here. We're talking about Memorial Day, the do's and the don'ts. And so let's go down through the list here. We talked about don't confuse it for Veterans Day or any other holiday. And think about this. So this weekend, I went to the lake, and it was my friend's son's birthday. And so we went to the lake, and everybody's having a good time. We're going tubing and enjoying time on the boat. But we're all doing it, and we're recognizing this is his birthday, right? And so happy birthday, Gabe Thorson, if you're listening. And he's 15 years old. But so we recognize his birthday, okay? And we're all doing this in recognition of his birthday. Now, if we all went out there and just had fun, we'd be doing the same activities. And if we didn't recognize his birthday, then we'd be missing the point. Mm-hmm. So what we want to do is we want to have those fun activities. We want to have those barbecues. We want to go out and enjoy time with our family, whether it's at the lake or whether it's just a family gathering and enjoying a peaceful day off. But also have in mind that if we're recognizing the sacrifice that was given, then that's great. Now, my son had a birthday a month ago, right? I didn't talk about my son's birthday on that trip. And so we don't talk about Veterans Day today, necessarily. We talk about those who have passed away. And I think veterans of all people would be advocating for that approach more than anybody else, because it's their fellow companions that have fallen and they saw it firsthand. So that's another thing that we can think about there. The big thing is, don't forget that it exists. It's not just a day to sleep in. And I think that is common in human nature, just to become complacent. And if we don't proactively work to have something on the forefront of our mind as to what our objective is each day, then we'll fall back in this just lazy type of complacency. And we don't want that to happen today, because that's where I think the biggest offense lies. When a giver of a gift receives no appreciation from the recipient of a gift, that's offensive. That is the biggest offense that the giver could receive. If the gift might not be something that the recipient totally understands, and it might take forever for them to comprehend the gift, but it's the indifference that is the hardest thing for the giver. And so that's what we don't want to be as recipients of this gift of freedom and sacrifice that was given by all of those who have died in these conflicts, is indifference. Do not be indifferent on this day. Now, Howard is active in a very different way than I am. And Russ is active in a different way than I am. He went out and he posted American flags at the gravesite. I lowered my flag, my 60-foot flag, at the office to the half-mast. Actually, I went out there to do it, and somebody had already done it for me. I suspect that it was my father-in-law or my brother, or probably Adam Hansen, who did
you
it.
You shouldn't give them keys.
but they respect that flag, and we look at it, and it reminds us of the freedoms that we have, and so we lowered it to half-mast. And we're putting our flag up in front of our house and lowering it to half-mast, and then we're going to raise it again to full-mast, and we're going to have a time at 3 p.m. to memorialize that. But there are different people that do different things, and I think all of it can be good. I don't need to agree with what you do. We just need to not be indifferent. I think that's the worst offense. Then we talked about, you know, we've all got political beliefs. We all get different political beliefs. And even within this room, which we typically align on the same side as far as overall, that freedom is the overarching foundation of what is the best part of this country, but we all have different ideas about how that should be applied politically. And but today we're not going to let that interfere with our recognition and memorializing of this day. So thank you, Howard and Russ, for sharing your thoughts on Memorial Day. Again, if anybody has a significant thing or something special that just helps them remember those who have fallen, call in 344-5258. That's 344-5258. Otherwise, we're going to be talking a little bit about what I do, and that is estate planning. And that is planning for the inevitable, the disability and death of ourselves or a loved one. And so I have three types of clients, okay? So I have those clients that are proactive in coming in and getting planning done, okay? Russ, you've done that.
Yes.
Right? You've been proactive. You've come in. You've got your planning reviewed, and we got it done. And then we have those. And Howard,
I have two.
You have two.
Yep.
And it was recent.
Yes.
And so there are those who... they, what I call, are scared sober or scared straight, right? They have a near-death experience, either a car accident or a near car accident, or a loved one who has passed away, and so now it brings it closer to home, or a loved one that's critically ill, and then they find out this is necessary. This is something that I can't put off any longer.
Right.
And then there are those clients that, they didn't survive the tragedy, so they passed away. And those are our probate clients or our trust administration clients. So they're actually deceased individuals. And so their family members are coming in on their behalf, and we're trying to organize and figure out what's going on with their finances and with their other affairs to figure out where we deal with it now. Now, certainly it's easier to plan ahead. A stitch in time saves nine.
I didn't know you knitted, but okay.
and that goes to you put the stitch down and before the thread rips, and you're going to save a lot of work. Or, you know, there are a lot of things, you know, being a penny wise and a dime foolish. And what we want to do is we want to do the prevention. We want to make sure that, number one, you have your affairs in order because you love your family and you don't want them to go through the hardship of trying to figure out what it is that you've got and what you wanted to do with it afterwards. Because the last thing you want to leave as your legacy is a family that's being torn apart. And so that's, people care about their families, and be proactive about caring and go in and get your planning done. There are a couple things to do as far as getting your planning done, and that is to get a will which states where you want your property to go and who you want to be in control of the distribution of your property, okay? Now, a will has nothing to do with what you're doing while you're alive. It only takes effect when you pass away, and that's the difference between a will and a trust. So we call it a living trust because it goes into effect while you're living. And you're actually the manager of your trust while you're living and have capacity. A will shows what your intentions are and what your desires are after you've passed away. It has no effect right now. And so you can't take a will into a bank and say, hey, I'm named as the executor of this person's will and he's in the hospital, so I need to manage his account. It's not going to work, right? Same thing with the power of attorney, but in reverse. A power of attorney does not work after you die. It works right now, but not after you die. So you can't take a power of attorney into a bank and say, my dad named me as his power of attorney to have control over his legal and financial affairs. He just passed away, so I'm trying to organize his bank account. The bank's going to say, he passed away? Okay, this document is dead. It doesn't matter. If it's a power of attorney, it's dead. And even then, we'll go to the will aspect of it, right?
See, that sucks. Most people don't understand
that.
They
don't understand that.
No, they don't. Mm-hmm. They don't get it. Power of attorneys when you're alive.
Yes.
But I didn't need it then. I need it now.
Yes, exactly.
I'm sure that conversation's gone on.
So that happens a lot. And then the will, you can't take a will in and expect a bank or a title company, if you're transacting real estate business, to recognize the will, okay? They're not going to take upon the liability on themselves to interpret the will, make sure that it was validly executed, and carry out its wishes. What they want is a document from the court stating, yes, you, John Smith, are the son of Bill Smith, and have been named as the executor, and the court has stamped its approval on this and given you what's called letters of personal representative, but for our intents and purposes, it's the order from the court appointing you as the personal representative of the will. That order is what the bank wants. That order is what the title company wants. That's what they want in order to recognize that person for the life insurance to be paid out, if it's going to be paid out to the estate or to the trust. They want that person that's designated to receive it approved by the court. So the will in itself will not have any effect. And the process of getting that person appointed, that's called probate. So you file a petition to the court and you ask the court to recognize it, and then you have to go through a series of steps. I'm not going to go through all the steps today, but that's a will. And then the trust is a combination of a power of attorney and a will together. It says, right now, while I have capacity, I'm going to act on my own behalf. If I become incapacitated while I'm alive, I want my son or my daughter to act on my behalf. And when I pass away, I want them to continue acting on my behalf. And you have that document state all of that, and then there's a certificate that should be on hand with the bank and readily available for the title company that states who is the successor trustee. And that happens without court intervention, without government intervention, without attorney intervention, and that's why we think trusts are such a great way to plan.
It does what people thought power of attorney would do.
It does what people think a will and a power of attorney does in reality.
Right.
that's all the time we have for now. We got to take a break. This is 560 AM, KBLU, Life, Death, and the Law.
Have a question? Our phone lines are open. Call 344-5258. That's 344-KBLU.
Hey, Yuma, Dave Ramsey here. If you listen to our show or know anything about us, then you know I only recommend products and services I trust and I believe in. That's why when it comes to protecting your assets and planning for your loved one's future, you've got to call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. I encourage you to take the first step and attend a free, no-pressure seminar and learn all of your options. The firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen has been educating the Yuma community for over 40 years, and this is the only area of law that they practice. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and help them leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a free personal consultation today. Call 783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
Hope lives here in California, but during these challenging times, we could all use a little extra support. Visit calhope.org for free COVID-19 emotional support resources or call our warm line at 1-833-317-4673.
Don't spend more than you have to on your mobile service. Spectrum Mobile could save you up to 40% versus what you're paying now. And nationwide 5G is included in every data plan. Plus, Spectrum delivers the fastest overall speeds and has the most reliable mobile service, coast to coast, with no hidden taxes, fees, or contracts. Visit SpectrumMobile.com today. 40% savings based on a comparison of single-line comparable unlimited plans amongst major national carriers as of 1/27/2021. Fastest overall speed, most reliable, based on Nielsen speed test, latest FCC report, and Root metrics.
Grown-ups devise a plan and follow it. Children do what feels good. Take responsibility for your family's future and get your estate in order. Call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen, attorneys at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a consultation today. Visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
As we celebrate Memorial Day, the staff at Hyundai of Yuma honors the memory of service members and their families who have sacrificed to protect the freedom that we Americans enjoy today. Let us never forget those who gave all for our freedom.
Are you prepared for the grand reopening? If not, let YumaAdvertising.com help as we move to being more open. Are you inviting people to come see you, call you, or visit your website? If not, let YumaAdvertising.com help. Don't assume that because the market knew about you before, that they know about you now. Let YumaAdvertising.com help. Maybe you dropped out of the market. People's habits may have changed. New people have moved to the market. Don't wait to start re-inviting people to do business with you. Learn how at YumaAdvertising.com.
This Memorial Day, in honor and recognition of their service to our great country, JMZ Drivelines and Automotive is proud to pay tribute to all dedicated members of the American military who sacrificed their lives in the name of freedom.
You're listening to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by Deason, Garner, and Hansen, the law firm that has been voted Yuma's best 6 years in a row.
Welcome back, Yuma. This is Sean Garner. I'm an attorney with Deason, Garner, and Hansen, and we're talking about Memorial Day. We're also talking about having your affairs in order. And sometimes you don't know what you don't know. Sometimes going to a professional and just sitting down and saying, hey, here's my family situation. I think everything's in order. And maybe it is. And maybe the professional can ask some questions that you haven't asked. And so those questions were the things that you didn't know to ask, and then the answers you might have to ponder on.
I was under the interpretation, when you were talking before the break, questions started popping in my mind. First, definition of probate. But second, if you have a trust and a will and all these powers of attorneys, why do you still need probate? I guess those are the two questions.
That's a great question. And I think probably most of our listeners have that question out there, because when they, I know that my clients, when they come in, they say, okay, so we're going to avoid probate at this point, right? And here's how you avoid probate. Probate is the process of submitting to the court a petition where you're trying to get authority to move assets out of the name of a dead person, okay? So if there are assets that are titled in the name of a dead person, then only the court has the authority to move those assets out of his or her name and to his proper heirs or beneficiaries. Now, if they don't have a properly executed will or trust, then the heirs are going to be determined by the state. The state has statutes, which are called intestate statutes, and they dictate who has priority to receive a person's property when they pass away. And so if you need the court to determine where the dead person's property is going to go, or at least give the authority for that property to be moved, that is probate. So that happens every time somebody has a will, because a will only specifies the person's directions and desires. It does not actually give anybody authority to execute them. The court still has the authority to say yes. Now, you are named in the will, so that's going to give you, under our law, the highest priorities, because we've written statutes that say anybody that's named specifically in a validly signed, witnessed, and generally notarized will, then that person has the highest priority. If there isn't somebody named in there, then it's going to go to their spouse, and if they don't have a spouse, it's going to go to their children, and so on and so forth. So the court designates who is going to be that personal representative if they still have property in their name. Now, how all that's avoided with a trust is, in a trust, what we're trying to do, our overall objective, is to make sure that you, when you die, there is no property titled in your name. And that's a scary thought, right? Your house is no longer titled in your name. Your car is no longer titled in your name. Your bank account is no longer titled in your name. Your life insurance has a direct beneficiary, so we don't have to necessarily get that out of your name, because it can go directly to that beneficiary. Mm-hmm. But we don't want anything to be titled in your name when you pass away. Otherwise, we're going to have to go to the court to get permission to then transfer the title out of your name.
But most people don't understand they still own it, even if it's not your name.
Correct. Well, kind
not
of.
Technically.
Technically, the trust owns it.
Correct. But you're the trustee, you get to do whatever you need to do.
Yes, exactly. So
so you act like the owner.
Yeah.
Even though you're not the owner.
But you own the trustee, which owns the car, so the car's mine.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of, sort of.
I mean,
the real deal is the trust is this entity that you formed.
Right.
And so you're the trustor. And this is a great thing, because you can relate this to the government
I was just going to say that.
Sorry.
It's kind of like you owning the property, but the government controls it, so it dictates you how you're going to.
Yes. So here's the thing with the trust. The person that creates the trust is called the trustor. Okay? So I always tell clients or people I'm explaining this to, think creator. Okay? That's because trustor isn't a word that you throw around every day. Yeah. So think creator. Trustor is the person that creates it. So a creator has total control and authority over the thing they created. Okay? Mm-hmm. And the thing that is created, you can amend. Specifically, most trusts are revocable living trusts, and so revocable means you can amend it. Okay? Most, 99.9% of the trusts that we draft are not irrevocable. We draft them so that our clients can revoke them or amend them from time to time. And then there are certain triggering events that make them irrevocable upon the death of a spouse, or upon the death of both creators or trustors, and then they become irrevocable. Okay? But so you created the trust, and you can destroy the trust. So if you destroy the trust, then the property, it's written in the trust that the property reverts back to your ownership. Okay? But the trust, this entity that you created, the Russ Clark Trust, the Howard Blitz Trust, that exists. And that entity owns the property. And then you designate a succession of managers. The first in line for managers is who, Howard?
Probably your spouse.
No? No.
I love it. I love it. Your spouse. He's got you so well trained, Howard.
Well, I guess I guess me.
Yeah. Okay.
Although both she and my name are on the trust, so that means we're...
It's both of you.
But in reality, she runs it. Okay?
That's right. That's right.
You know that too, Russ.
That's true. So yes. And it's true for me, too. So
I am trained.
Technically, I am a trustee of my trust, but, yeah, my wife calls the shots.
Yeah.
And Howard sounds
I've always said, I'm the boss of my house, but I got my wife's permission to say that.
Yes, there you go. So you as a trustee, now, you've got somebody that is going to be next in line if both you and your wife become incapacitated to be the manager of that asset, which is not owned by you, which is owned by your trust.
Right.
And since it's not owned by you and it's in your trust, that manager and that succession can go so fluently.
Right.
So fluently.
Right.
Now,
and that person has no ability to do anything until the triggering mechanism of
correct.
His death or
yes.
disabled. Or whatever,
yes.
Whatever the trust says.
So last week I had a client, well, actually the daughter of a client, was really upset with me because her dad was experiencing some levels of dementia.
Okay.
And I said, okay, I can tell you that you are named as the successor trustee. She was like, I know I am because I've got the trust right here in front of me. But the banks aren't recognizing it. And I said, okay, so what we need to do is we need to show that the triggering event has occurred. We need two physician statements saying that your dad is incapacitated to the extent that he cannot manage his day-to-day affairs. He's going to have generally one right off the bat that sees him every day, or not every day, but frequently. And it's a one-page form that we email out, we fax them. We've got most physicians' fax numbers on our system, and we just send it right over. But we also need one more physician. Now, you get to decide whether it's one or two physicians. The reason that it's two is because it just avoids any type of sneakiness or
yeah,
right?
Second opinion type stuff.
Yeah, what we want is not just one doctor that is good friends with a daughter or son or whoever to say yes.
That way it won't be challenged as easily. Yeah.
Correct. And so two physician statements. And and she says, well, they won't say that. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, then it has not occurred.
Yeah.
And she goes, no, it has occurred. And she was really upset with me. And I said, no. It shouldn't be me you're upset with, okay? So there is a safety mechanism put in place to make sure that you are in control until that event occurs. And then when it occurs, the doctors, they want what's best for you, and they want your plans that have been laid out when you were firing on all cylinders to be carried out. And so they'll issue those notes. And it's very rare that we have problems with getting those notes, but she...
It's a check and balance.
It's a check and balance.
Otherwise,
and
you get a daughter that says you're ready. You're gone.
Yeah,
I'm in control.
And I'll tell you, I think we had no.
So that's how it works. And so, yeah, it's not in your name. So when you die, that asset is in the name of this entity that is still alive and still has a working management system to distribute and consolidate those assets.
Was it Howard's daughter?
But yeah, it could be.
It was.
Let me tell you, it could be.
I'm just questioning.
It could be. One of them, anyway.
If you have questions,
we'll come back next week. This is all the time we have today. Life, Death, and the Law, 560 AM, KBLU.
928-783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
Preceding show on 560 KBLU was a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters LLC, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy. and it should not be relied upon as such.
From the 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating Studio, this is News Talk 560 KBLU, Yuma.